Good morning, and not only along with consumer guy Larry Stanley, but home seller and home buyer Larry Stanley. Had a heck of a busy week this week, Larry.
Yes, it was. There's a lot going on to get prepared for putting it on the market on Thursday of this week.
Thursday, coming up, the home goes active on the market. How long would it last, Larry, if we screw up and take the first offer that's going to be full price?
I'd suggest by Friday at noon.
By Friday at noon? I suggest if it goes on Thursday at noon, by Friday at 2 p.m. The market is so hot in Colorado Springs. It continues to be one of the very hottest markets out of over 200 marketplaces in the great United States of America. Oh, Denver's a good market. Hot market? Yes, it's called that, properly so. The Springs is the hottest of the hot, ladies and gentlemen. It continues to be that way. Oh, and don't think that it's going to last forever. Larry, you're in the heat of it, though. You're in the right time at the right place. And yes, putting it on the market next Thursday, you're going to have it on the market a few days, though, right?
Well, that's our plans, is to keep it on the market until Monday.
Why?
Because...
Why wait? 4 days? Come on, it'll sell in 4 hours. What's wrong with you?
I want to set up an auction environment, Barry, so you can get more than the asking price.
Oh, you think that'll happen?
Absolutely.
We know it'll happen. We also know that 4 days is the optimum time. Jim Smith and Golden did a detailed study. A detailed study. By the way, it was so detailed it was unnecessary. Thank you, though, Jim. It was well written up. But it was really so necessary because it got to the fraction of the point. Fraction of a percent, but what a small fraction. But what it made was you need to have it on the market for several days. Not just, oh, put it out there like the realtors sometimes do, and then take the first offer that comes along. Heck, people are getting offers before their home actually goes active. But Larry, you know the best thing to do for you as a seller, not just pick the top agents. I know you did that, et cetera. Thank you for that. That's a good choice. The however is, it needs to be on the market for 4 days. What's one of the big reasons? Do you remember, Larry? It's okay if you don't. You've been inundated with lots of information. But one of the biggest reasons why it's the days that we pick. We don't have to tell the world the days. We have some competitors listening that we don't need to teach them.
I agree. But, Barry, you have so much experience in this marketplace that you know what is going to happen, so I rely on your experience.
Well, let me just ask it this way, Larry. Do some people work on the weekend?
Well, if you want to have a successful offer, you work on
the
weekend.
Do some people work in the community of Colorado Springs the weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe a lot of the military, a lot of who? The police? The fire departments.
The engineers.
The nurses.
Yeah.
The doctors. On and on. And so you want to have your home exposed to those people. So you need to have it available for the weekend, and enough tips that we've given there. You're on the right track, Larry. Later in the show, Larry, soon too, Larry is going to share with us some of the important items that he did this week on the home seller side. Let's not forget, Larry, you're on a ladder. Are the ladders getting closer together or farther apart?
They seem to be getting closer together, Barry.
I hope they seem to be. They better be getting closer together, Larry. And they are. You're at that point where they're coming together pretty quickly. In about 10 days, they'll maybe be all together.
Well, I expect to start looking at houses to purchase in the next couple of days.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that, too, because you found one in the last week, too, and we'll talk some of that action, too. But, Larry, you have to get a loan on your home, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and it's a big deal, and you need to do it the right way, and you've chosen to get a very special loan, and we're going to have someone's also special, Mike Rabin, with us in studio. He is, and he's going to talk to us about not just the reverse mortgage and how good it is on a normal day, but the multiple options that you have with a reverse mortgage when you are a buyer and a seller. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Barry. How are you? Nice, nice to be here.
Yeah, good to have you here. Good to have you here. Full studio today. We even have a visitor. What's our visitor's name?
This is Travis Wandeck.
And on the floor.
Oh, the very Larry and Norman show today. My dog Norman is with us today.
Norman the dog is with us today, as is Travis and Sherry. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, everyone.
Yep, and we are here.
I need to just say one thing about the dog. Doesn't miss many meals, I suspect.
It's good, healthy dog, right?
Yeah, it's very healthy.
All right, Mike. Mike, now look at this. Okay, Norman. Norman took the floor, and now we have Mike in studio. Mike, tell us about you, though. How many years have you been doing the good work that you've been doing with Reverse Mortgage and wonderful, wonderful consumers?
I've been in the real estate business for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. I had a full career in telecom before that. So I, as a senior myself, it helps a lot to understand what seniors are going through when they get in their later years and they want to lock in their housing for the rest of their life. What I'm seeing right now is with the values being driven up so much in Colorado Springs, that's a huge boom for seniors right now.
It is.
Because they can refinance their house if they want and see a higher number because the comps are going up because of the purchases around them. But also they can downsize and buy a new home with these also higher inflated numbers that we're seeing around Colorado.
So there are two good options. I'll put out a third option. They could upsize.
They absolutely can.
Upsize, get a reverse mortgage based on all the equity they have.
Right.
And then they could have gain of the future on a much higher price. Fair?
I've seen situations where a senior could sell the home they're in and double the size of the house or double the value of the house and pocket some money on the other side. It's an incredible tool.
And never have a house payment for mortgage.
And no required payment for life.
For life. They are just some of the opportunities. Mike, tell us how it works. What's the process? Is there any trick?
You know, it's actually incredibly simple. You know, the amount of documentation you need for a regular loan, a forward loan, I call
them,
is pretty intense. Mm-hmm. With a reverse mortgage, it's simply the proof that you can pay your taxes and insurance and live in the home. That's the whole contract is pay your taxes, pay your insurance, live in the home, and do normal maintenance. That's it. Nothing else is required.
We have not ever presented it as one of the simplest but complete. It's a full process because you have to have that nice, sizable down payment. That's the advantage. That's why you have to be a certain age. We'll let you give that information out. But it's so advantageous and simple to get. Larry, did you have a comment?
Well, he took care of my comment. Okay. I was going to also repeat what he said about taxes and insurance. Those payments are required.
Oh, and I suppose, Mike, if there's an HOA, the homeowner has to pay that too.
Sure. Yeah,
they have to.
And you know what's really great is the financial assessment, the amount of money that they need to have coming in to do this loan is generally less than $2,000 a month. You know, it's just taxes, insurance, and HOA.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably simple.
And a simple process and a complete process. One of the advantages you listeners have, though, is Mike Rabin. You get to talk to him. You get to meet with him. And he'll meet with you. And don't you have two or three meetings, usually, you said, sometimes more, when the consumer wants more, you're available, correct?
You know, since I work with seniors, most of my conversations are face-to-face. Mm-hmm. I try to do them as face-to-face as much as possible for the people here in Colorado. I am licensed in a number of other states.
Yes, yes.
And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But I usually will meet with my clients. I'll tell you, there's been some of them up to 10 times. You know, it just depends on the situation.
Well, sure, for them to be ready so that they're comfortable. Now, you keep saying seniors. The age is?
Yeah, minimum is 62.
62.
On the day of closing, one of the two needs to be 62 years old. In working with out-of-state clients, I am licensed in Michigan, I see Colorado, Michigan, Florida, Idaho, and Utah.
Mm-hmm. So tell us what the process is in state and out of state.
So the first step is being educated. You know, I spent a lot of time with education. Then you'll go through a HUD counseling session. That's a necessary item for these loans.
How long is that? Is that a couple, 3 hours? I would hope.
It's about half an hour to 45 minutes on the phone with a counselor.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes an hour. And from there, it's an application that I bring to them, or we'll do an e-sign too on that. And then get an appraisal. And from about the time that the appraisal comes in, we're ready to close. Within 3 days, 4 days after the appraisal comes in. So we're looking at, everything goes well. I've done purchases in 20 days.
In 20 days, the interest rate is really essentially the market rate, right? Close.
It's very close. I've got. I'm looking at one yesterday. The rate was 3%.
3%, Larry.
Yep.
3% on this mortgage. Never have a payment. You could upsize. You could downsize. You could equal size. You could right size and have a simple loan process all the time. There are no hidden tricks here. You, ladies and gentlemen, owe it to yourself to call Mike. And I'm going to give the number out. Larry has a comment too, but give Mike a call. Call him today at 303-396-2804. Larry?
I just had a quick question about the interest rate. That's a variable interest rate, is it not?
There is a fixed option, but there's so many features in the variable side that most 99% of people use the variable, because there's also a line of credit with that. A beautiful part of this is payments are optional. You can make your payment, and 100% of that payment goes into a line of credit that can be reaccessed at will.
So that's of the option money.
It's huge.
That's if you choose the
adjustable. Yeah, and most people do.
Options, options, options. Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. Make your life simpler. Make your life full of financial options. No payment for mortgage and interest, no loan payment for the rest of your life. Give Mike Rabin a call at 303-396-2804. And Mike, thanks. Mike, by the way, is such a good fellow. He saw what our agenda is today, where Larry's going to be talking about his activities as a seller. We have two top agents in the room. Well, in addition to Barry, Larry points that out. Okay, there are three top agents in the room, but two in particular to be highlighted today, Sherry and Travis, and we have the full house. Mike is going to stay, so any comments that come up are open mic for you to say. And also this, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking our first break now. However, we have live call-ins starting at about 8:35 to 8:36, 8:37. So get ready. If you have any questions about reverse mortgage, any question about home selling or home buying, give us a call on the live line, 303-713-8255. That line will be open at about 8:35, 303-713-8255. Barry Miller saying for the Barry and Larry Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Barry Miller, your host of the Barry and Larry Show, and I'm here with Larry Stanley, who for the last 6 weeks has been sharing with you all how he has been going through the home selling process and the home buying process, and it's coming to a fever pitch. It's high, Larry. It's going well. You had quite a slow week, a full week ago, you know, last Saturday. Not this week. You had a lot going on. On the seller end, what were some of the big things that happened with you as the seller and your home and your agents this very important week?
Well, there are two major categories. One is decluttering, which we had to finish basically this week. And the other is getting things that the inspector found done, so it is ready for showing.
Okay, let's talk about the inspection first. You smartly chose to have a home inspection a week to, what, 2 weeks ago, was it?
Yes.
And they found, he found, actually, a good gentleman. Thank you, John. I met John a month ago, great, great home inspector in the Springs. John did the home inspection, and he is a licensed inspector, Larry?
No, not to my
knowledge. No, because Colorado doesn't license home inspectors. However, he has all the credentials. Ladies and gentlemen, be aware that Colorado is one of those states that has no licensing, no oversight of inspectors. When you select an inspector and or your agent recommends an inspector, make sure that they are ASHI approved and to other professional groups like ASHI. ASHI, American Society of Home Inspectors, A-S-H-I. John is not only ASHI, he has all of the credentials and years of experience. You want that. So you had a top pro, and he found, a handful of things?
Yeah, really not a lot, but there were a handful of things.
How old is the house, Larry?
It's 19 years old.
19 years old. Have you had it home inspected any time in between?
I had it done about 4 years ago,
right.
Also, Barry.
Good to know that. So this is very good. The buyer's going to be in a strong position. What were the major things? I know they were minor, Larry. What were the major minor things that the inspector found?
We had a couple of plumbing issues, which, quite frankly, we knew about. We had two electrical issues.
Larry, when you say a couple of plumbing issues, our listeners have no idea what they are. Be specific so that they know that these were minor issues and you as a seller, even in this market, did the right thing. And I don't mean the right thing morally, ethically. I mean the right thing business-wise. You had them repaired. What were those specific things, Larry?
We had two dripping faucets.
Oh. But you took care of them.
That's right. The electrical, we had two light switches that weren't working. Well, one of them had a strange reaction. It was a three-way switch, except we didn't know we had a third switch.
For how many years have you not known? 19?
19 years.
We had a third switch that was hidden with books and things.
That's
right. They showed it to us, et cetera, this week. And all of that was resolved.
We also had a radon level slightly above what they say is as high as it should be. So we had a radon system installed this week.
Excellent.
And we had a roof inspector come over, found two concrete tiles loose and one small tile that has to be glued on again.
And that was it. So that was a big item. Handled. Your house is now very, very much approved. I won't go into that marketing approach, but it's way, way approved through a recent full home inspection. It's done. It's ready for the buyers to have without contingencies. That's a strong position for you to be in. Now, Larry, what about the other piece, the decluttering and the walkthrough that occurred? Tell us about the walkthrough, and Sherry was there, and so she can talk about that also.
Well, and you were there too, Barry, as you and Sherry walked through and made suggestions of things we ought to do to make the house stand out better.
Now, Larry, speaking of stand out and standing in, the first thing we do, I don't mind sharing this, we walk in the front door, and what did we do? We closed the door behind us, and we stood there and didn't move. And you were saying, well, can we go through the house? No, we can't. We have to stand there, and what do?
Take a look at how it looks in all 360 degrees, and then you made some suggestions.
That's perfect. That's exactly what we did. Barry actually looked at me and said, Sherry, what do you see? And what I said was, boy, there's been a lot of work. You guys did a lot of work. You put away all kinds of stuff, plants you reorganized. But then we looked to the right in the study, and Barry made an observation, and we made a few adjustments with some tables in your study, moved them around, stepped back and it was wide open. Good wide job on open. That one, Barry.
It was closed when we walked in. A door was closed, the one that's permanent into the study. It can be permanently closed. We unlock that. Permanently keep it open during showings so that when buyers walk in, they don't feel enclosed. They feel what? Open.
Yep.
Ready to have a good walkthrough in a good house because it's such a spacious house and all of a sudden you don't want the front entry to be closed. So they're the kinds of things you want when you have a top agent and you want your home for sale. Do you have to do that in this market? No. Will your house sell without doing that? Of course. But do you want top price? Do you want top dollar? Do you want the strongest buyers to put in their strongest offers? That's what you get when you do what seller Larry has done. Not just hire the good agents. We talk about that all the time, and this is about us, so we don't have to say it. But they're the things that you do. And do you remember some of the other tips that we had through the big walkthrough? Just run down a couple of them that we did. Sherry, go ahead.
We were talking about the countertops on the kitchen, and Larry wanted to know if they should remove everything. And being me, I said, yes, everything except the coffee maker. And, yeah, the Bose radio can go in that corner. But we talked about countertops, and we talked about straightening up the closets, but leaving some things within view. And we talked about the HVAC as well. Do you remember the other things that we talked about? Did you guys already address those, Larry?
I believe we have. We talked about, well, you've covered many of the things, but just finish the decluttering of the bathrooms was a big one. The fact is bathrooms are used, so you don't want to declutter until the very last second.
Yeah, you don't want to declutter till the last second. It's your home. Larry, I want to end with the note and then lead right into the boot camp, please. But share what you did with your HVAC. You know, your nice 3x5 cards?
I put stickers on each HVAC system, 2 furnaces, 2 hot water heaters, with the date when they were last inspected and straightened up and and cleaned and all, so that when the shoppers come through the house, they can see that the furnaces have been well maintained. The hot water heaters are well maintained.
Okay. Good call. That's usually something I ask you to do or something I'm supposed to do. Thanks. You saved me some time. Right, Travis?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
And they're posted now.
I'm going to
I put them all on.
I'm going to ask Travis, Sherry, I'm going to answer the question myself. Between us, we have approximately 75 years of experience. How often do you see the date of the furnace and some comment about its having professional maintenance on a regular basis on the furnace?
Not usually.
Usually, maybe 1% of the time.
When you do see it on there, it's gold.
It's gold.
It is, rarely. But then you know you're working with a really good listing agent when you see that stuff provided. It's not very often, but when it is, you know it's gold.
You know it's gold. Larry, you learned a lot of these tips through the years at the boot camps. Would you please share a quick comment about the boot camp?
Well, we're going to have a boot camp on the 24th of April, which is next week.
Actually, it's the 17th of April, Larry, and that is next week. It is 1 week away, April 17th.
It would help if I learned how to read.
That's okay. April 17th.
And this is something you really should attend if you're thinking about buying or selling a house in the next 2 years. Learn the process so that when you're ready to buy or sell that house, you know what you need to do to get prepared.
Absolutely.
You don't want to wait to the last second and put the house on the market for sale without cleaning it up. You're going to lose money. You're giving away money. Attend the boot camp and learn the process.
Attend the boot camp and learn the process. Good words, Larry. And yes, you all, there are some seats available. It's next Saturday in the Denver Tech Center from 8:30 a.m. until 2:30. It's totally free. It's 2 hours of wonderful information for you, the consumer. Wait. It's all information.
Go ahead. Said 8:30. Let's
10:30 to 12:30. Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry about that. Thank you. 10:30 to 12:30. 2 hours of good information next Saturday, April 17th. Get your reservation in. 303-888-3788. That number again for your reservation. All you have to do is leave your name and preferably your email, but we'll have your phone number and we'll contact you early next week, and you will have a reservation when you call 303-888-3788. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, Sherry and Travis, for adding to that. Larry.
One last thing about the boot camp. It is free. No cost to you for attending the boot camp.
There you heard it from Mr. Seller himself. And when we come back from break, we're going to hear from the same guy as Mr. Buyer, because he is also a home buyer. We're going to spend some time on that and see how that's going. We'll be right back. Okay, I hope you had a moment to relax or two during the break. We did, and we took some time. Larry's going to talk and get right to what's been happening for him this active week as a buyer.
Well, Barry, I'm looking at houses that we may be interested in purchasing, trying to narrow it down to ones we want to look at. We're also getting comparable market analysis done on each house that we're interested in, so we know if it's priced reasonably well for me.
That matters to you?
Well, I don't want to buy something I cannot afford or that I...
Or shouldn't pay.
That's right.
Or shouldn't pay.
I agree with that.
So Sherry did one. You found... Larry gets homes from the MLS through that we set up for him, and he gets to review those. This week, however, Sherry, he found one, right?
Yes, he did.
And then what did you do?
What I did was I realized it was coming soon, but I wanted to pull a complete or comparable market analysis on it so I could see what I felt the value was and be able to share that with our client, Larry.
And then what did the market indicate the value was of that? Was it on? Was it good? Was the asking price correct, more or less?
The asking price is over what I feel as though the fair market price or the appraised value today might be. So that's where we sat. I did try and call the other agent. He returned my call. We're playing a little bit of phone tag. It doesn't go on the market until next week on the 15th. So we've got a little bit of time to analyze the data. And then if there's anything else that you want to see, Larry, you can let me know.
I will do so.
And so, Larry, the thing you want to see more of, as you shared with us this week, is?
Data.
Aha. And how do you get that? CMAs.
That's right. So that it's really important that we know up front if the house is reasonably priced. And if it isn't, I have to make a decision if I want to look at the house that's being overpriced by an agent.
Larry, you're causing me to make a decision on the spot. You know, we have two top agents here who really just a week ago helped a lot of our listeners free of charge, no strings attached, and that was on the go ahead. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that we ought to do it again. Let's offer free CMAs to people who want to call in.
Why not?
Get one.
Why not?
Get a free CMA on your house so you know if what the value of your house is.
Okay, you know, let's do it. You guys, are you guys up for it?
Oh, I'm totally up for it. How Absolutely. About you, Travis? Yeah, and you know what? maybe some of these people will be coming to the boot camp and they can bring those CMAs with them to the boot camp.
Well, that too, or they could receive them then, or you all can meet them. I mean, you do a lot of it over the phone. You do a lot of it over the phone and with the people. Yeah, come to the boot camp and all of that. But listen, okay, let's do it, Larry. So that changes gears of our outline. Let's go and say, listeners, call this number and you will have, let's do what we did last week. Let's do the first five. Okay. First five people not only get a free CMA, but also the $10 gift certificate to where?
Panera.
Okay. Any Panera up and down the Front Range. Okay. Probably any in the country, really. But the certificate is a Panera $10 certificate plus a free CMA, complete market analysis. And yes, you will talk with Travis and you will talk with Travis or Sherry, of course, either one, et cetera. And you'll have full information, no strings attached. It's pretty cool. Travis, tell us a little bit about it. Oh, let me give the phone number where they all could call and all, just say your name and just say you want the free CMA, complete market analysis. Sometimes it's called comparable market analysis or competitive market analysis. We do like the term complete market analysis at 303-888-3788. Now, make the phone ring. You could text us at that same number, and you will get through on the text, of course, 303-888-3788. Travis, you have years of experience, and I'm just going to turn it over to Mike also and ask you both, and then Sherry, what is the value that you have seen consumers receive from a complete market analysis?
Well, let me give you a good and simple explanation here. So we had a house that up in Westminster, a real nice lady, and we looked at three different houses, or two with hers, and there was one, and very similar, there was one that priced it at $385, was on the market for 24 days, and they actually only ended up getting $360. Very similar house, priced it at $350, on the market one day, went up to $390. So by pricing it out, you know, up too high, they didn't get as many people in there, and I believe they could have priced it a little better and got to where they originally priced it at by pricing it at $350. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that was a pretty simple one. We also had, you know, a very complex one, didn't we, Barry? You know, the duplex, selling both sides. And, you know, we put in a ton of work into that.
Yep.
And, but, you know, that's not a normal one. And so when we can put our heads together and find that value, it's great to have, you know, Sherry, to look over all three of them, and we can brainstorm and really
we brainstorm. We're a team, okay? And sure, Sherry and Travis do the heavy lifting. They do the heavy work. Barry in particular is here during the week, and we review it. No, we work together first on the tougher ones to say, hey, wait, let's look at this angle and that angle. Make sure all the angles were covered for your market analysis. It's much, much stronger even than an appraisal. Mike, you have years of experience from the lender point of view. Tell us the value of a good, complete market analysis.
Yeah, for me, the CMA is probably one of the most important tools I can use when I'm helping a client prepare for a reverse mortgage or any other type of mortgage. It helps me get a good idea of what it's going to appraise for, and without going over what it's appraising for. It's really important in a reverse mortgage that I'm at the appraisal or the actual value amount or slightly below. Because if the appraisal comes in lower, then I'm doing my clients a disservice and they have to bring more to the table, that kind of thing. And I really hate that. I would rather be more conservative, but the CMA helps me to get a good idea. And I usually will give them to my clients and say, I can't influence your appraiser, but you can.
Yeah.
You know, so they give him the CMA because he loves them. You know, he says, okay, you're helping me do my job. So a good CMA is incredibly valuable.
And I'm going to make a comment before Sherry does. A CMA, the way we do it, is more complete than what appraisers do. Appraisers have a target, ladies and gentlemen. It's called the price that the buyer and seller agree to. We don't have a preset target to shoot for. We say, be objective, do all the data, and know what the market is. It's not just appraised value is it. It's not gold, because buyers and sellers are frequently today having to offer and sell at a higher price than what the house appraises for. And that's realities of the marketplace. By the way, they've always been there. They're just there in hundredfold spades now, okay, in 2021. And so it's even more complete. Sherry, say the values that you've seen people receive from CMAs during your 23 years of experience.
Well, during my 23 years, there has been many, but we'll talk about right now. I think that there are three different numbers we need to look at. We need to look at what a property may appraise for, mm-hmm. what an auction bid number might be,
uh-huh.
and then what a probable purchase price might be at the end of the day. And Mike, the other thing I thought about when you were sharing the fact that a CMA is so important to you is that, guess what? Nobody has spent money on an appraisal yet. And you right. have the opportunity to look at a seasoned agent or three of them, get values, and think about that, give an opinion before it even goes out and anybody has to pay for an appraisal. That was great.
You know, and I think another good point to understand, I had a client recently, the appraisal came in at X, and he said, well, why isn't it coming in at the house that sold next door to me at $20,000-$30,000 higher? And I had to help him understand, he's selling his house, you're refinancing, and the market is demanding higher numbers. And in the future, that benefits him as soon as those comps become more universal. But
yes, sir, it does.
Okay, and we want to benefit you, so all you have to do is call 303-888-3788 and just do a couple things if you're ready to. One, you could use that number for a free CMA. Free CMA. You'll hear from Sherry or Travis today or early next week, Monday, and begin a process, very simple process, just a few minutes on the phone for you all, and get a complete market analysis. Call now, 303-888-3788, or of course, you can make your reservation for the free upcoming boot camp next Saturday, April 17th. Make your reservation now. There are seats available, so when you call, you will have a reservation. Give us a call at 303-888-3788. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with some market data, and we're going to see, okay, how many days of inventory are there out there? What is the median price in Colorado Springs? What is the median price in Denver? How are the markets doing? We'll be back with that info. Okay, we are back. This is Barry Miller along with Larry Stanley, Sherry Cinnamon, Travis Wanzek, and Mike Rabin. We're all here in the studio, and we're here for you. We have a few minutes. If you want to ask a question, you could call in at 303-713-8255. Of course, you've been hearing, if you want a free, complete, comparable market analysis, call 303-888-3788. And The other administrative item, if you want to get a great 2 hours of education, totally information, nothing but information, next Saturday morning, 10:30 until 12:30, free, F-R-E-E, totally free boot camp, it's called. It is a wonderful workshop, seminar, all information, all about you as a home seller, home buyer. Get that reservation in also at 303-888-3788. But let's look at the market data like we did. Larry, thanks again for all the work that you and Chris do on this weekly information. But the median price in Denver, Colorado continues to be going up. It is 20% higher than a year ago, and even 20.0%. It today is $570,000. The median price, Larry, let our listeners know as a reminder what the median price represents mathematically.
A median price means that half the houses on the market are above the median price, and half the houses on the market are below the median
in
price.
In sale price. They're selling. That's the
actual
price.
Sales price.
Yeah, not asking price, but actual sales price. And now that's for a detached single-family home. This does not include condos or townhomes. This is for a detached home. And what is the same home, same square footage, same type home, same lot size, approximately same type neighborhood, typically, what is that same home cost at the median price in Colorado Springs?
$415,000. That's significantly less expensive than the Denver market.
And Colorado Springs is 15% higher than it was a year ago. It's $415,000 for the same house. Look, you might just consider buying in Colorado Springs on the north side of the Springs if you work on the south side of Denver. It's only 45 minutes to 65 minutes away, and that works for a lot of people. So there we have that. How many days of inventory, Larry, and what do days of inventory mean?
Well, days of inventory means how many days will it take for all the houses that are on the market today to be completely sold out. And that's 14 days in Denver and 11 days in Colorado Springs. That means, again, in Colorado Springs, if no houses are put on the market in 11 days, there won't be a single house left for sale.
And at the median prices and below, there's only, in Colorado Springs, there's only 6 days of inventory at the median prices. So it's even hotter for the median central prices and below. It's just hot as can be. And in Denver, it's 9 days, still a single digit. These are some of the hottest markets the country has ever seen, and we've never seen all 200 cities have a positive appreciation rate that we have now. The Springs is not the only hottest place in the country. Okay, Boise, Idaho, yeah, comes to mind. Seattle is hot. There are some cities in Florida and California that are just hot. Sarasota, Florida is doing marvelously well in this appreciation arena where there's so much demand and so little supply. But also, the positivity rate is the highest it's been in years because people are seeing the end of COVID and more people are having their second shot and feeling more and more comfortable with the health environment. So health and wealth are on a positive scale. You want to be a buyer, you better get active and start looking now. But you know what? You have the whole year to look if that fits your timeline. You want to be a seller and you think about selling now, you're thinking about selling in May, you're thinking about selling in July. Mike, you, from the lender objective point of view, you had the choice to sell now,
right,
or May or September.
Anytime
you
want.
What would you pick?
Oh boy, September, of course. You know, it's going to be more value.
It's going to be more value, but you're not going to have as many buyers. The now is the hottest market. This positivity rate might change a little bit, become a little less positive, as we, the Americans, know that we do. We get comfortable with new environments rather quickly. But your answer is correct. Any of them.
Right.
Any of the three. Now, May, or September. Sherry, what would you do? Now, May, or September to pick?
I would pick June.
Okay. June, and if you were going to sell in June, you'd want it listed in April and May to get all the process working that Larry's been doing.
Yes, I would.
So now, May, or September?
I mean, for me, as soon as possible.
Yeah, because this market we've never seen before, ever, and the odds of it staying that hot, Larry, are not very, very high. Very high. Is the market going to be strong and really good in September? Absolutely. Is your home going to be worth more in September? Absolutely. Will there be more buyers in September? We don't know. There may or may not be, but actually we do know, don't we, Larry? Well, there'll be fewer buyers.
That's right. Statistics tell us that year after year after year.
Why year after year, decade after decade, is April, May, and June the strongest months to sell the home? Because of
school.
School. It's all centered around the school year. And now that schools start in August, it's more important that June be pretty much that last hot of the hottest months. But ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're hearing the three-letter word. It's a hot market. You want to learn more how to be a hot and smart seller, hot and smart buyer. Attend the boot camp coming up next Saturday. Get your reservation in 303-888-3788. Sherry, I'm going to start with you. Any final comments about what you observed on the show today that you wanted to share as a takeaway for our listeners?
As a takeaway, a lot of questions I'm getting about this market is it a bubble? No, I don't see a bubble. I do not see that happening. What I am hoping for is a responsible, gradual leveling of the market between now and next year. What do you think, Travis?
You know, it could stay is hot for, you know, four months. But I mean, I think you got to take advantage of right now. I mean, we are seeing some like we've never seen before. And it's not just Colorado Springs. I mean, Westminster, you know, farther up north, Broomfield, I mean, Denver, Parker. I mean, it's all on fire. So
it's all on fire. And by the way, our phones are pretty much on fire, too. So get your reservations in for the boot camp, 303-888-3788. If you have to wait, I'm sorry, that line does not have backup lines, but you could text us also your reservation for the boot camp at 303-888-3788. And some of you are calling for the complete market analysis, same number, 303-888-3788. And you can continue to do it after the show. Mike, comments from you about the show, and then we'll get to Larry. We only have a couple of seconds.
Okay, this is wonderful. I just have to say, seniors, this is a great time to refinance or purchase a new home. Do it while the values are high. The higher the value, the more you can borrow.
Now, Larry, we don't have time. Your phone number, Mike, and then Travis and Sherry. Your phone
number. Mike's number is 303-396-2804.
Travis?
It's 303-854-7682.
It's Sherry at 720-837-5874.
And what we have to say at the end of the show, what do we have to say?
Bye-bye for now.
Sherry?
Bye-bye for now.
See you next week.